Hello, this is Blake Graham, Double Diamond with American Longevity, and I'm excited to be here today with Dr. Joel Wallach of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie fame. We'd like to speak with Dr. Wallach today about some demographics that sometimes don't realize they need the 90 essential nutrients, specifically about children, about women, and about athletes. Good morning, Dr. Wallach.
Morning, Blake. It's always great to share some time with you. And I'd like to start with kids. They're my favorite people. I have four kids of my own and seven grandkids. And one of the things I really got started with in research was looking at the causes of birth defects in kids because of deficiencies in parents. 98% of the birth defects that are thought to be genetic in human beings, we actually got rid of in animals 50, 60, 70, 100 years ago just by supplementing properly to animals because we don't have the ability to care for a baby animal that's born with the birth defect. A lamb is worth $2 when it's born, and if it has spina bifida or some kind of hernia, it's just not worth it. And so the doctor uses the old ball peen treatment, or the veterinarian would use the ball peen treatment, or the farmer used the ball peen hammer treatment right on the head, throw a little body in the ditch, and that was the end of it. It just wasn't worth 50 cents to treat them. And we learned that for 10 cents worth of nutrients during the pregnancy, you can prevent spina bifida, you can prevent the herniations and so forth. And it always intrigued me that we did that sort of thing for animals, and nobody was really paying attention to how to prevent birth defects in people. When we look at the birth defects, things like muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, neural tube defects like spina bifida, hydranencephalocele, where the brain naturally comes out of the skull, there's not much skull there, and the brain is on the outside of the skull when the baby's born, heart defects of all kinds, kidney defects, urinary defects in kids, liver defects, biochemical defects, things like gout and PKU. These are all caused by nutritional deficiencies in the mother in the early stages of the formation of the embryo. And so one of the things I spent a lot of time with was learning about preconception nutrition. If a woman wants to have babies, they need to really be supplementing 3 to 6 months before pregnancy, before conception. We do this in animals. Any farmer, even with a fourth grade education, if he's going to buy a $1 million mare and look to have a lot of nice healthy colts, he better be feeding her real well and supplementing her real well before you pay the $50,000 stud fee, because there's always a risk that there'll be a birth defect. But if you supplement that mare with all the known essential nutrients in optimal amounts, you're guaranteed not to have any birth defects. And we should be doing the same thing with human beings instead of paying tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of dollars to deal with a baby that's born with some horrible, irreversible birth defect. And so that's always my goal. You get young families started, there's no better gift than you can give them than the insurance of a healthy baby. And so you do that by giving them the gift of nutrition, and you give them a complete set of all the known essential nutrients. And it's always a miracle to me to see babies born and all their fingers and toes and eyes and everything is in good shape, simply because mama was doing the right thing. We have a lot of infertility today. Sperm count is dropping in men, and women have a hard time carrying pregnancies. A lot of times they'll get pregnant but have a miscarriage. It's a big business with in vitro fertilization. This is all unnecessary. Just simply supplementing properly will solve 98, maybe 100% of these infertility problems. Now, once the baby's born, a lot of people will ask me, well, how old does my baby have to be before I can start supplementing them with nutrients? Well, the moment that baby's born, when they're spanking them, you can start giving them the 90 essential nutrients, because developing babies need more nutrition per pound of body weight than an adult who's in a maintenance mode, because they're developing and they're almost doubling in number of cells they have. Their brain is beginning to function. Their organs are functioning on their own for the first time after birth. So they need an enormous amount of nutrition. And one of the sad things is the American College of Pediatricians were in charge of the formulations of infant formulas. And they're very limited. They have less than 12 minerals. We know we need somewhere around 60. So right away, the baby's starting out with a deficit because they're not going to get anything else but that formula for the first 6 months of their life. And so you're starting them out short on at least 45 minerals, maybe more, depending on the formula you use. And so there's all these problems developing. The formulas do not closely approximate human breast milk. We know that babies are far more intelligent. Their IQ is much higher just by giving them human breast milk as opposed to canned formulas. We know that babies will actually have much fewer infections and earaches and throat infections if they use breast milk instead of canned formulas. So human breast milk is always the best thing for babies. Now, once the baby's growing up, you need to increase their supplement program based on their body weight. We do this in animals. It's not thought much of for human beings, but I like to use the same techniques. You supplement vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, amino acids and fatty acids to a person, regardless of their age. You do it based on their body weight. And you find that these kids are stronger, healthier, They're in the upper percentile of height and growth, and IQ is much higher. They're rarely sick. When they do get a cold, it's only for 3 days instead of 6 months. They're much happier. They sleep well. They're not up all night making everybody miserable. 11 million American kids under the age of 12 are on Ritalin for ADD and ADHD. Totally preventable, totally reversible, with little simple dietary adjustments and avoiding sugar and then supplementing properly. This is a disease that's totally preventable and totally reversible.